It's Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI.
One of the storylines when Kat first joined our show was, I don't know how we even stumbled into it. I don't know.
I do. Kat. I was singing in my headphones over here, and you were recording over across the board from me.
Yeah,
and
secretly.
Secretly recording me singing, and...
Then we thought it'd be a good way to introduce you to the audience.
Yeah, that would be a great way to introduce you to the audience.
Yeah,
You know, there was a little bit of a backstory. I proceeded to tell you that I did win some singing awards when I was in middle school. And then I got an inner ear infection. And then all of a sudden I couldn't hear myself the proper way. And I became kind of tone deaf.
And
it ruined my singing career.
It's derailed your life ever since.
My middle school. It was eighth grade.
Kat is really into Benson Boone.
I love Benson
Boone. And a few minutes ago, we were playing his song on the air, just to familiarize yourself, because I don't know that he's a household name yet to everybody listening, but you'd recognize the song.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
He's great.
What's interesting about him is, of course, he was on American Idol and quit American Idol. He didn't like the contract and said I can make it on my own. And the producers were like, "Do you know how many people said that they can make it on their own? Loser."
Right. And now look at him. He is a global sensation. He is selling out arenas all over the world now.
Behind the scenes, I don't think I secretly recorded you this time.
No, this time I did tell you that this morning in my car, I was singing to Benson Boone. Mm-hmm. And I was singing this song. And I did think I nailed it. And I was like, listen to the song playing right now. Mm-hmm. I'll put my headphones on and I will sing it for you. And the microphone is right here.
Okay.
And you tell me if I sound just like him.
Should I try to mix this live with the instrumental version here? Let's see.
Please stay. Oh, that's close. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please.
Oh, God.
Stay. I'm telling you. I want you. I need you. Oh, God.
Oh, no. We're finishing this.
I need you. The music's a little off.
You think that's the problem? You think the background vocals, would you like to do it live then?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. No?
No.
You know
because
what?
I hear the way that you know flat E sounds.
You know what I'm going to do?
I missed the B note, and I really did miss it.
It's probably better if I just remove the background instrumental. You know what? Let's just play this raw. Here we go.
Stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God. Oh, take. These beautiful things that I got. Whoa. Oh. now that note I did hit. That Ooh. One.
I do think you did.
See, that's good, right? It doesn't sound like that in my headphones.
Okay, yeah, you probably have a bad studio mix.
No.
I get it.
I really would like to talk to somebody at Sweetwater or a music teacher that can tell me why it sounds really note for note in my head when I'm singing it, like, in the car.
Uh-huh.
Versus I just sang it here with my headphones on into a microphone, and I swear I hit every note. But when we listen to the playback, it is completely off. Completely off.
Well, I think you just literally gave the definition of being tone deaf.
Is that the definition of tone deaf? Please.
No, this is.
Stay. I want you. I need you.
Oh, God.
Don't.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Did you have some insight to share?
Oh, I just wanted to say, so it's not bad, really. It's not bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a music teacher.
No way.
And yeah, and like you have some issues that are easily corrected.
Do you see how nice she is, Andy? Do you see how she talks to me
in a kind, supportive,
coaching way?
Yeah,
you can easily fix the pitch issues with practice.
I want you. I need you. Oh God. Oh.
All right. You know what? Maybe she's right. practice makes perfect. I get it. Yeah, okay.
You know what? Thank you for the kind call.
Yeah, that was nice.
And you know what, Andy, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I get it's all for a laugh, but you really shouldn't criticize people. And if you were in my class, I would give you a good talking to.
Oh! Yeah.
What grade do you teach?
By the way, does it get me out of your class?
Six through 12.
Okay.
Thank you.
And yes, it would probably send you to the principal's office.
That's a win. I see some of that as a win. Thank you.
Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WHAI.
I'm reading a story today about an 8-year-old who was found driving a car in downtown St. Louis on Monday of this week. His mother was sleeping in the back seat while the 8-year-old was driving.
What in the world is going on there?
I don't know all the details there, but obviously that doesn't sound like a great
Did I read,
choice.
Too, that there was an infant that was in the back seat with the mom, too? Oh, I think I read that somewhere, too, and they weren't buckled in or anything. Yeah. So luckily, nobody got hurt.
Well, right. I mean, and I don't know the whole situation. It just sounds bad on paper. I have no idea what was going on. But I do know that it's like sometimes, didn't you start driving the truck around the farm?
Yeah.
At like six or seven?
I was very young. I would sit on my dad's lap and he would control the pedals and I would control the steering wheel. And that's how I learned how to drive a stick shift. That's how I learned how to drive, is just doing it around the farm.
Not uncommon. Not uncommon around here. I mean, it's not good to do it on the road.
Right.
What age, we're having this debate in our house. What age is it okay to let your kids start push mowing the yard as we get closer to... My son is 8.
He's 8.
I feel like it's on the borderline of still being a little too young. I feel like we brought this up on the air before, and I felt like...
12 or 13?
I thought people said maybe 10 or 11. Might have been the magic number. Depends on how big the yard is. Depends on things that you talked about.
Yeah, it
depends on the individual child, how responsible they are.
Can they even start it themselves?
Right, I don't know. I don't know. But I just know we're getting into that season
of
people mowing yards. Now, let's be clear. I like mowing my yard.
You think it's very therapeutic.
I find it to be almost a retreat, a place to meditate.
Right,
a place to be.
Nobody's bothering you when you're on the mower.
A place to be one with your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I think.
You put your ear pods in?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Just with my own thoughts.
You just hear.
That's right.
Okay.
And I'm sure the great philosophers, I'm sure Socrates, mower. Plato, probably loved to mow.
Mm-hmm.
The great thinkers of our lifetime.
Probably like to mow.
That's what I'm saying. Nostradamus, mower. Like when you're alone in the shower. Don't you come up with great ideas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime I go to the bathroom, my best ideas come from the bathroom.
Hmm.
It does.
I was saying letting your idle mind wander. Mm-hmm. That's where I was going with that.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't saying, I feel like if you're going potty, you might be focused on one task.
No, I multitask.
Oh,
you know that about me.
I
answer phone calls when I'm in the bathroom.
Did you not yesterday, just for the record, take a phone call while in the shower from a telemarketer yesterday?
I didn't realize it was a telemarketer. I thought it was somebody important. And they wanted to do a survey. I answered the phone because it was a 260 number.
It was an election poll.
It was an election poll. And I'm like, all right, what up? I'm
and
taking
you
a shower.
The call
and I took
in the
call
shower.
In the shower. And they said, it will only take a couple of minutes of your time. And I was like, all right, I'm down with this. I'm washing my body. I have no idea what that person on the other end thought I was doing at the time, but it had to be echoey. And I did not let him know that what I was doing at the moment, but he asked if he could ask me a few questions, and I'm like, okay, sure.
What, 25 minutes later?
It was 12 minutes and some 30 seconds later. Yeah. It wasn't a short poll, by the way.
But it
12
wasn't.
Minutes. It's a lot.
It's Andy and Ken. How long was the shower?
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. I was telling my son last night, who's 8, I was like, I think you got about 6-7 weeks left of school.
Man, I can't believe that.
I was like, you got really about a month and a half. You're going to the end of next month.
Yeah.
And here we are in the middle of this month. I bring all of this up because we're starting to get toward the end of the school year. I mean, usually in a couple weeks, you got Mother's Day, and around Mother's Day is proms.
Yeah.
So here coming up at the beginning of May is you're going to start to be in prom season. I know the hunt for the dress is something that is really a big deal around here. I mean, moms and daughters, they venture outside the area. They always try to like go to Chicago or Indy.
Yeah.
They try to take these trips so that they can find a dress that isn't
what somebody else is going to be wearing.
Buying around here. And I remember I saw, or I don't know, a handful of years ago, 5-6 years ago, moms were calling into the radio show and telling me about dress registers. Basically, you would say, hey, my name's Betty. That's probably not a modern name. I bought a dress and I go to Northrop.
Okay. They're saying which school.
So then if somebody else buys that dress at like Von Maur,
a different school,
then you'd be like, oh, I just want you to know somebody else from Northrop has already bought this dress. Where do you go to school? And they would say Homestead. Okay, great. It doesn't matter. Here you go. But they were like logging
where the what dresses are being sold to which students from different schools.
So I don't know that all retailers do that, obviously, but I did know for a while, and maybe they don't even do it anymore, but 5 years ago, they were like, that's a big deal. You got to get your dress early and declare it, like mark the territory.
Yep.
So then what some moms were doing is buying 3 or 4 or 5 dresses.
That's just crazy to me.
Then they were sort of staking claim to
all
of
those dresses.
That's
until
right.
Until they decided which
that's
one.
That's right.
I know. That is crazy.
I was like, oh my gosh. So, you know, I was like, I just dealing with that sounds exhausting to me.
Typically, the hunt for the dress, you know, takes place 3 months in advance.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh my land. All right. Dude, I don't know. Does anybody want to call in? Maybe you can provide some insight. What's the what do you guys feel the average cost around here of a prom dress is anymore?
$500 easy.
You think?
Uh-huh. $500 easy.
Tell you that because there is a story out today about a girl who just got suspended. A girl in Ohio is going to miss reportedly her senior prom after getting suspended over bringing a bag of corn chips to school. One of the teachers within the school has a severe allergic reaction to corn chips. So they've put it in the handbook this year that you can't bring them in. The snack is not permitted. Well, here is the girl who's suspended from prom's mother talking about the circumstances and hoping that they can work it out.
She missed out on going to the MBCTC prom, and now we have found out that she's not going to be able to go to her homeschool prom over a bag of potato chips. Allie had Taki chips on the school bus. She was hungry. Somebody gave her some chips. She opened them on the school bus. She ate them. She had 2 chips left back in her bag. She got off the bus. She ate the remainder of the 2 chips. She put the trash in a trash can. She went to her class. The school principal called her down to the office. And at that point, they asked her if she ate the chips. She said yes, and they suspended her for 5 days.
And took prom out of the equation.
Yeah.
I feel like if you have a rap sheet,
then
maybe that's a reason you don't go to prom.
Yeah.
If you're a habitual offender of school
policies and procedures.
But if there's an accidental corn chipping, I feel like maybe some slack could be
maybe
given.
I mean, I'm trying. I mean, I thought about this both ways this morning, and I almost skewered myself the other way. I mean, it is in the handbook. You do have somebody that's, like, seriously allergic to corn chips. So, I mean, if you have a bag of weed and you smoke half of it on the bus, and then you bring the other 2 buds in and you smoke them in school,
right,
are you going to get suspended?
Yes.
Okay, well.
It's the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing, sort of.
One's an illegal drug.
True.
One's a...
I think you're missing the point.
Yes, I am. Sandy and Kat. Magic 95.1 WAJI. If you'd like to play Things You Should Know, our number is 260-467-9500. Things You Should Know, that is our 4-question general knowledge game. These are things that we think most people should know. Now, you don't have to know. I mean, but general knowledge stuff. So if you get the first one right, you move on. If you, any point along the way, you beef it, accidents happen. We go to the next caller on the line. And who's ever on the line that successfully answers the fourth and final question will pick up what today, Kat?
We have a couple of tickets to the Vera Bradley Outlet Sale, one of those ticketed day events. The Vera Bradley Outlet Sale is actually May 1st through the 5th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. Plus, we are going to throw in a Vera Bradley tote bag, which is really cool. It's like $109 value.
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Go ahead and turn your radio down. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Rachel, we're getting started with question one. You feeling confident?
Oh, let's hope so.
I know. It's such a high wire act, you know? You just don't know. It's not like we have categories. You don't know what you're getting into.
Right.
All right, Rachel. Who is the first actor to play James Bond ever?
Oh, boy. God.
Oh, no.
3 seconds, Rachel.
It's okay, Rachel.
Oh, no.
Don't quit. It's okay. Seriously? That was our first question. Not everybody knows that, but I guess we should.
Do you know?
No, I don't. I don't. Don't feel bad, Rachel, because I don't know. I mean, can you just give us multiple choice? And then I can figure it out.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Bianca.
Bianca.
Hi, Bianca.
We're on question one.
Hi.
We're on question one. Who is the first actor ever to play James Bond?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is exactly right.
Yes. Yeah, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Makes sense.
All right, Bianca. I love where your head's at. Question two of four. There are three Rice Krispie elves. Can you give me their names? Oh.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Exactly right.
Yes. Very good, Bianca. That's good.
This one I feel like could be a little tricky. Can you finish this famous phrase? Every cloud has a silver blank.
Lining.
Exactly right.
Good, there we Bianca. Go. Look at you. You're winning today.
I got this.
Do you have some help in the back seat there, I hear? Maybe in the background?
No, it's my 2-year-old. He can't speak much, so he's not much of a help.
Well, I feel like he's doing good.
Yeah.
He's at least cheering.
There
sounds supportive, at least in my headphones.
Yeah, he's cheering for me.
Yeah, I like
good,
it.
Good, good.
All right, fourth and final question. What type of language is the word crazy? Hang on, not done yet. Is it a noun, verb, or adjective?
Oh.
Adjective.
It's exactly right!
Yay!
Yeah!
Good, Bianca!
Look at you.
Clean sweep.
Nice!
Very good. Bianca, congratulations. You're going to the Vera Bradley Outlet Sale, and you also picked up a Vera Bradley tote. Congratulations.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome,
Bianca. Hang on the line, okay?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Did you feel that? Did you feel how that whole momentum turned?
Yes.
We thought the ship was going to crash right into the shore.
No.
And then Bianca.
Have faith in our listeners,
was
Andy.
Able to dock that boat. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJR. Yesterday, I did grocery pickup.
Oh, you did?
You know how...
Click list?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go to Kroger, or a lot of places do this. Walmart's got their own variety. I'm not sure what Meijer does, but anyway, you kind of order your groceries in advance, and then you select a time window to walk up there and drive up there, and then they load the groceries in the back of your car. It's incredibly convenient, and frankly, it sometimes takes away the impulse buy that all of us are somehow subject to when we go into a store.
Yeah.
Some of us on this show more than others.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah.
I always get... the last impulse buy I had was like a pitcher. Like I needed, you know, to pour like a gallon of juice. You pour it into a pitcher. And I needed a pitcher.
Okay. And...
not a picture, but a pitcher.
Yeah, got it. And so... Thank you, Kat.
Did I over-explain it, I guess?
Yeah, I think people knew what that was.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it wasn't... I mean, maybe people have thought a baseball pitcher, but...
Right.
I got what you got. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Sorry.
Anybody listening need more clarification?
No, I'm not going to explain it anymore. You get what I'm trying to say.
So this week, I ordered groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And the person brings it out, loads it in the thing. And they're missing a couple items. And I say, all right, no problem. I'll be back later in the week. I'll just do another order as the week goes on.
Okay.
So anyway, long story short is I realized that I forgot items too. So anyway, I've gone clickless shopping all 3 days this week.
Oh, you have? Why don't you just get it all in one trip?
Because I keep forgetting something, or then they don't have it in stock, and then I go, oh my gosh, I forgot paper towels. And so anyway, I've been showing up every day.
So do they know you by name now?
So now they know me.
Oh my gosh.
Because now I'm creepy.
Uh-huh.
Because
you've been there every day
at the same shift, seeing the same employees.
Oh, so they probably think you have a crush on one of the...
Let's hope not, because they're usually like high school or young college kids. So finally, I've started a rapport, because now I'm a daily visitor and slightly creepy. Mm-hmm. And so one of them says, come on every day, huh? To which I replied, yeah, I keep forgetting things or a couple items, as you know, since you know my order out of stock. I said, you know what, since we have this wonderful rapport now, do you mind if I...
ask you a few questions?
Yeah, I said, because look, you're loading groceries in the back of my car. My car is full of Little League stuff, candy wrappers that my kids have decided to not clean up after. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a mess. And so I asked, I said, out of pure curiosity, what's the oddest thing that you have seen in the back of a car or truck, van, while loading groceries?
Oh, this is good. I can't wait for these answers.
Well, I only got one.
Oh, you did?
I only got one. Deer carcass.
A deer carcass was in the back of a vehicle.
Hey, can you put the groceries back there? Yeah, I'm also on my way to go get this deer taxidermied.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, that, they're like,
that is good. Yeah.
That might be, they're like, that's our oddest one that we've ever had.
Oh my God.
Wow.